genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 11 o'clock here on KKZZ, AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is marketing and jobs. Each of my three guests will discuss what's new in marketing, either marketing your product or service or marketing yourself. My first guest is ranked as one of the top influencers on Twitter in the entire world. He's gotten over 60 million views for his clients' videos online. He spends way too much time online, folks. We'll discuss his theory of unmarketing. My second guest is a sought-after expert in human relations and employment trends. Her company, the Herman Group, tracks the trends of the job market in this country. We're going to discuss her top 10 employment trends for the year 2011. My third guest is a pioneer in the online employment industry dating way back to 1997. He's developed the 1-2 resume submission strategy, and he'll tell us the real secret to finding a job. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Scott Stratton is an expert in viral, social, and authentic marketing, which he calls unmarketing. He's the president of unmarketing for the past 8 years. Formerly, Scott was a music industry marketer, a national sales training manager, and a professor at Sheridan College School of Business. He now has over 76,000 people who follow his daily rants on Twitter. He was voted one of the top influencers on Twitter, which has over 200 million users. His latest book is titled Unmarketing: Stop Marketing, Start Engaging, and it's become a national bestseller. Welcome to the show, Scott. How are you today?
Great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on. I mean, somebody as distinguished as yourself, so that is great. But let's jump right into it, because your book has an unusual name. The title of your book is Unmarketing. And so exactly what is unmarketing, and what makes unmarketing different from what many of my listeners may already be doing in their business?
Well, unmarketing, the difference here is that it's not interruptive marketing. It's positioning yourself in front of your target market, so when they have the need for your product or service, they choose you naturally. So it's getting to know them, it's building relationships, it's getting within the communities, either online or off. And if you believe that business is built on relationships, you need to make building them your business. And that's what unmarketing comes down to.
All right. So it's the business of building relationships that you... Now, you talk about interruptive marketing, because that is what we've had for the second half of the 20th century and for the first couple of years of the 21st century. You have been on record as saying that that's actually hypocritical marketing. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, I actually started the company Unmarketing when I was sitting with a friend of mine, and he's a sales guy. This is about almost a decade ago now, and somebody phoned his office, and it was a cold call. And so he interrupted our conversation. He berated the guy on the phone, told him to get a real job and a bunch of other expletives. He got off the phone. We laughed a bit. About 15 minutes later, he said, "Okay, Scott, now I have to do my calls for the day." And I looked at him. I said, "Chris, You just got mad at somebody for cold calling, and now you're going to cold call for your company?" And he said, "Yeah, but mine's different. People need my product." And that's, we're being hypocritical. We market the way we hate to be marketed to.
I think that that's an interesting observation. We market the way we hate to be marketed to. Now, you've also been on record as saying that there's a very interesting statistic about the Do Not Call database and the number of people that have voted in the last couple of elections. What is that relationship? It's an inverse relationship.
It's amazing that there are actually more people registered for the Do Not Call list in the United States than voted in the last presidential election. Think about that number for a second. Think about that comparison. More people hate cold calls than think about they matter in the future of the country. That's how much we despise it. And people say, well, Scott, we keep doing cold calls because it works. I said, well, I can punch 100 people in the face and somebody's going to buy from me simply to get me to stop punching them in the face. It doesn't make assault a good marketing tactic.
All right. I like that analogy of punching in the face. That's a good one. In fact, we've created something in this country, in North America in general, that you call the trust gap. And what is the trust gap, and why do we fall into that trust gap that you call?
Well, it's a big, I think, mistake that companies forget about. A lot of companies, especially maybe entrepreneurs and even small business owners starting out, they don't realize that the gap between themselves and a consumer purchase is more the trust than it is price. I give an example. Say somebody who's like a professional organizer, somebody you see them on the show Hoarders, and they come in and organize your home and then your life. Mm-hmm. And I see organizers offering a free consultation or a discount on their first time coming to your home. When they realize the objection isn't price, it's trust. And you have to bridge that gap. And if I'm going to bring you into my home and show you how messy I live, that's a huge amount of trust. Not because you're going to give me $20 off. I want to know that I trust you first, because people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And that gap, that trust, you have to bridge it before people will actually cross it.
All right. And that's what you define as unmarketing, is really building that trust. How does social media play into building trust and unmarketing?
Well, social media has just been such a perfect alignment with what I've been kind of been trying to preach. That's why it works so well within my business, is that you can get to know people that you can have conversations with. For me on Twitter, I've been like almost full-time on Twitter for 2 years now, and it really has changed it where you can get to know everybody at an arm's length. And so I've gotten to know, and I've had a ROI of a profit of not only financially, but also personally. And people say, well, I don't need any more friends. And I say, well, neither do I, but I like people, and I just upgrade my friends to 2.0. And that's the great way about it for me, is that I now know more people in business, and in turn, people know more about my business.
All right, but I'm going to stop you right there and challenge you for just a second here, because when I think about it, Scott, that really sounds to me, Twitter to me seems like broadcast media just done on a much more closed circuit. You've got your closed circuit of friends, and then you tweet to them what's going on in your world, what's happening in your business. How do you get beyond broadcasting and really get into developing a relationship?
Well, I'll take the challenge, because the whole thing, I have tweeted over 65,000 times. And if you do an analysis, you go to a site like tweetstats.com and it'll analyze it for you. You can look at my stats. Over 75% of my tweets out of those 64,000 have been replies. So out of over 60,000 of those, 45,000 of them have been points of conversation back and forth. You don't tweet to people.
Oh, hello, Scott. Use it. Oh, there you go. We lost you there. Could you repeat that, Scott?
You don't tweet to people. You tweet with them.
Ah.
And that's the difference, where you can use it as a broadcast. It's just a tool. It's like a car. You can do whatever you want with it. But if you want to get the benefit out of social media, you've got to talk with people, not to them.
All right. So explain a little bit more about that. You reply to a lot of people. You create these conversations. So you're out there actively monitoring Twitter, looking for things that are of interest to you or something that's in your wheelhouse, and then you're responding to it?
Right. And that's, for me, is I make a different kind of list where, you know, topics I'm interested in talking about today, I'll just send out a retweet, which is repeating what somebody said, and just spread it out there. And I'm at a point now where I've got so many followers and so many people talking to me that it's mostly all conversation-based, and rarely am I just kind of saying something standalone.
All right. That sounds great. Now, we're talking to Scott Stratton, everybody. His latest book is titled Unmarketing, and we are talking about the new way of marketing, where you stop marketing and you start engaging your customers. For a lot of people that are in my community listening to this show right now, we're old school marketers. And in your book, you've got something that you call the 7 deadly sins of social media. Can we go through those sins together, and how are we breaking these sins or creating these sins in our marketing with social media today?
Sure. Well, you got, you know, you pick all of Dante's sins and you can easily throw them out there. You got something like sloth, which is something where we just don't do it. We tweet once a day and we say to ourselves, well, it's not working. You know, we're so quick to judge, where we're so used to doing like a direct mail campaign, or if an ad goes out today, we can monitor the results tomorrow. Social media does not change the fact that relationships take time. I didn't get anything out of Twitter or anything out of social media until I started giving to the network first and actually giving my time and my knowledge and building up my social currency. And sloth is just people not even caring. And I was the same way. I'm going to be honest with you. When I joined in April 08 on Twitter, I actually thought it was stupid. I thought it was lame. I thought people telling me they had tuna for lunch meant nothing to my business. And it was 8 months later when I really actually lived on Twitter in January 09. I tweeted 7,000 times that month, and it changed my business and changed my world.
All right, Scott, now I'm 3 years behind you. I'm exactly at the same place that you were in 2008. And when I hear you say sloth, you've got to do it more than once a day, all of a sudden I begin to worry because now it's going to become a time constraint for me. How much time do I need to invest in this? Oh, no, it's just another thing on my to-do list.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it is work. It is effort. And I'm not going to pretend and sit there saying it's just you flick a button and it's going to work for you. But anything in running a business is work. And it's more of the proper use of the time than trying to say, I don't have time. And for me, if you want it to work, it's like anything in business, you have to dedicate yourself. Now, doesn't mean you have to go all crazy like me and be on there 24 hours a day for a month. If you only have, let's say, 3 or 4 hours a week to dedicate to social media and you want to use Twitter, spend 45 minutes a day on it every day instead of 3 hours once a week. It's the consistent conversation that really creates the results, not the sporadic. If it takes you longer to mail a letter to somebody than it would to reply to them on Twitter, we're doing it wrong.
All right, great. So of all of Dante's seven deadly sins, we've talked about sloth. What are some others that apply to social media marketing?
Well, we get, you know, you kind of take any of those type of things. You can talk about lust. And when I use lust in social media sins, what I mean by that is being inappropriate. And one of the things people actually do is that they think social media is so reactive or casual based that they don't think before they talk. And they think it's just a conversation between two people on Twitter or just it's just my Facebook status update and only my friends can see it. But it gets out there. Never say or do anything in social media you don't want to see on a billboard with your company logo, your phone number, your face, and your boss, your mom, and your biggest client driving by.
Good advice. Good advice. All right. What about some of the other deadly sins? Say gluttony, for example.
Gluttony is when we try to actually do everything at once. You can't be everywhere at once. And you talked about, you know, not having potentially a lot of time to dedicate to these things. But you have people who try to be, they grow their Facebook platform, the Twitter platform. They get on Foursquare. They get on YouTube. And they write a blog. And they try to do it all at once. And you spread yourself way too thin. I use what I call my focus platform. So when I wanted to build in social media, I had to pick one at a time. So I picked Twitter, and I grew it for 6 months. And then I picked my blog, and I started writing it and growing it for 6 months. And now I'm on to growing my Facebook group. But each of these things is 6 months. This isn't a five-day, one-week change in your business. This is a long-haul platform build.
Okay. Give us some idea of the return on investment that you've started to see from all of this social networking, particularly your position on Twitter. What are some of the tangibles that you can say, as a result of tweeting, I have gotten...
And this is where you get into the danger part of social media, where people say, what's the ROI? And I have to caution people that I can tell them over the past 2 years that I've gained over six figures in revenue directly from relationships I've made through Twitter. But you need to be careful in listening to that, because Twitter and social media in general is so individual-based. Just because I can do it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to do it. It's so personality-driven. If you hate people, it's not a good place for you to be. You know, if your personality stinks, you're not going to get a penny off this thing. But I build the relationships first. I'm actually, my title here, I run the company, it's CRO. I'm the Chief Relationship Officer of Unmarketing. This is my job.
Cool.
I build relationships, I create conversations, and I create community. And so my ROI is, as an example, in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks from now, I'm heading down to Disney World, and I'm going on the inaugural sailing of their Disney Dream. And I'm going down there because I have a voice online, and they want to expose that product, that ship, with my voice. I never would have had that without Twitter. So my son and I get a whole week free cruise at Disney World. That's just one small little thing I've gotten.
Now that's a tangible thing I can get my arms around. We're talking to Scott Stratton, everybody. He has given us the straight skinny on unmarketing, where we stop marketing and we start engaging. All right, back to the seven deadly sins. What about greed? How does that fit into the social marketing world?
Greed is when you start asking and you start trying to take from social media before you ever give to it. I've seen people set up a Twitter account and they just link it to their blog, or they link it to the automatic kind of pitch feeding, and they come on there and they tweet once and say, buy my ebook. And then the next day they come to me and say, it doesn't work, Scott. This tweezer Twitter thing you told me about doesn't work. You have to give before getting. You have to, like I said before, your social currency. You've got to give your knowledge, help people out, spread the word, and then you can ask. Like for me, I tweeted 10,000 times before I ever actually promoted anything.
Wow.
But once I did, I promoted a workshop, and it sold out in 20 minutes.
Wow, 10,000 times before you promoted anything. That's amazing.
Right.
All right, Scott, well, let's, you know, where the rubber meets the road, give us some actionable things that my listeners can do right away. What's the one thing that any business owner or marketer can do today to start changing their social media interactions?
Well, I really think if you want to just put your toe in first, go and search and see what's being said, either about your brand name, if it's known, your area, your where you live, or your industry in some terms. Just go to something like search.twitter.com and start searching. Google actually runs Twitter search results right into it now, too. And just see the conversations you're missing.
All right.
And if you see those, if I gave the power of Twitter 5-10 years ago to anybody in this country, anybody in this world, they would have paid me $20,000 a month for this tool because it actively can listen to conversations and you can jump in. But now that it's free, we question if it works or not. It's amazing. Just go and hear the conversations.
All right. And so in your business, what do you specifically listen for in the search area?
For me, I actually like listen to any kind of terms when it comes to, actually right now, to be honest with you, I actually have a search set up for any time somebody mentions the book. And for me, that's the coolest thing in the world to be an author right now, because people will talk about it in real time. And as an author, I can reply back to them and say, I'm glad you really like that chapter. Here's the backstory to it.
Ah.
It's a fascinating time to be somebody in this author circle because we can actually hear what our readers are saying, good and sometimes bad.
We're talking to Scott Stratton, everybody, author of the book Unmarketing, Stop Marketing, and Start Engaging. And Scott, what did you get out of writing Unmarketing?
I realized how hard it was to write a book. That was one thing. But I actually got to travel North America all because of the book, but here's the catch here, all through Twitter. All I did was tweet out, who wants me to come to their city on the book tour? And they had two conditions. They had to fly me down and put me up, and they had to pre-order 100 books. And the other condition was I wasn't going to sit in a bookstore and just stare at a wall. Mm-hmm. So we did 30 events. 30 people around North America set up entire events for me to go. No cost to me, no cost to my publisher. It was an incredible living, breathing case study of social media.
I love it. That is great. We've been talking to Scott Stratton, everybody, author of the book Unmarketing, Stop Marketing, Start Engaging. And Scott, you're obviously very knowledgeable on this subject. My listeners are intrigued by what you have to say. If they wanted to get in touch with you or learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Come on to unmarketing.com or Twitter. My name is @unmarketing. I'm there 24 hours a day almost.
24/7. You can get a hold of Scott Stratton that way. Scott, that's great. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure.